Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
We are back here on Rutherford Issues. Brian and Brian show here today, this afternoon. Brian Barrett, Brian Hercules. I'm glad you at least brightened up the room when you brought Dana Barrett with you.
Well, yeah. I figured, you know, we'd have one rose petal between the two thorns in the room.
Yeah, needs to be.
Absolutely.
You kind of dressed up for today. I should have told you.
I did this just for you, Brian.
Dress down day today.
Yeah, I always, you know, for you. I mean, you're so special.
Right. Yes. Sure. I'm sure that there have been many things going on with the local United Way of Rutherford and Cannon Counties, and you, of course, being the CEO. Dana, what exactly are you doing there with United Way?
I am the campaign associate, so I get to help Carolyn Thomason and Brian Hercules get out there and tell people about United Way.
Yeah, lots of you need a lot of people out there. You know, that's what's great about the United Way, though. I mean, I know that Carolyn and Dana do a lot of work, but you have a lot of people in the workplace and who run these campaigns that do a lot of the telling of United Way regardless.
Absolutely. You know, that's what one of the most impressive parts to me about the United Way family and the way it works is so many people in the community get involved. I mean, we've got loaned executives, we've got our campaign cabinet, our board has actually been very active this year, and those are all volunteers. Those are people that are not being paid to carry the banner and talk and advocate the United Way mission in our community.
Is it what we have here in Rutherford County, is it abnormal in terms of the community support and the volunteers? I mean, United Way gets support in other places. This seems like a very special area with lots of great groups that are doing work for the community. It seems different to me, but I don't know.
You don't really want me to answer that, do you?
I mean, well, I know what your answer is going to be, I think.
Absolutely. You know, Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, and Cannon County. I mean, you know, I spent 25 years roughly away from here with another company in a prior life before the United Way professional work that I've done. And you know, we've got great communities everywhere, but Murfreesboro and Rutherford County and Cannon County are very special. We have very loving, giving people, very concerned citizens out there, and it's reflective in the charity giving and the, you know, just, you know, it was overwhelming a couple of years ago when the tornadoes went through, you know, devastating for some families, but it was overwhelming to see the people that came out in support and was, you know, doing everything from cutting down trees to helping people try to, you know, put their lives back together as far as piecemealing furniture and pictures and that kind of stuff. But then it was just, you know, people that showed up just to say, hey, we're here and we want to support in any way. And just, you know, sometimes it was just a hug. And it's,
yeah,
this is a very special community.
Yeah, I know that you did some work many years ago with United Way in another community. So, I mean, you've got an interesting perspective about not only how the United Way works, you know, across the country, but how it works here. And it just seems like we've got so many of the partner agencies that do great work right here that it's just an amazing place to live.
Well, you know, and at the core of it, I mean, that's really what United Way is about. I mean, you know, sometimes people hear the United Way moniker and they think this global organization, and they relate sometimes to the, you know, the United Way worldwide and the things that they hear and see. But, you know, the neat thing about every United Way, and there's over 1,400 United Ways across the United States, and there are some on the international side, we are members of that organization. We don't report to that organization. You know, we are a local organization run by a local board with local inputs to everything that we do. We currently have 36 board members that are all local business community leaders right here from Rutherford and Cannon County. They make every decision. You know, even myself as the CEO, I work at the pleasure of that board. I do not report to an international or national corporation.
And the dollars stay here locally to help the local people, whatever the need may be.
Absolutely. And you know, that's what I'm most proud about, because when we're out there talking about the needs, we're talking about the local needs. When we're talking about the need for help and the people to step up and make sure that we are meeting those needs, we, again, are always talking on a local basis.
Dana, I would assume that you work a lot with the local campaigns and those who are actually in charge of the workplace campaigns and things of that nature.
Yes, that is very true. And it's very inspiring to me to see how passionate they are about giving back to the community. And it is basically the community's goal. And I'm very excited to say that we are approaching meeting our goal this year. So that's very exciting to me.
The campaign goes on how long? Do you know? I mean, we don't. That's kind of an open-ended question.
Yeah, you know, we've got some campaigns that are running right now that have asked for 3 to 4 weeks to run their entire campaign. Mm-hmm. Typically, we want to try to be out of the campaign season by Thanksgiving, maybe first part of December at the latest. You have to understand, so many of the people that are signing a pledge form through a workplace campaign are actually contributing next year. It'll come out of the payroll deductions beginning in January. So we want to make sure and have time for the pledge forms to get to their HR department, get into the payroll department before the first of the year so that, you know, everything works on that cycle. Mm-hmm. But it's typically we want to try to be completed right around that first of December mark.
But when there are workplace campaigns, let's say someone works, you know, at a small company or there is no workplace campaign, Dana, there are opportunities for them to get involved and to give to the United Way, even if there's not a campaign at their work?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They can do food drives. They can contact us and get into volunteering opportunities, or they can just make a corporate donation if they want to do that. Mm-hmm. However they want to go about it, they can contact Jennifer or they can contact myself or someone at the United Way, and we can line that up for them, a volunteering opportunity.
There are so many great opportunities, too, in terms of events. I remember seeing all of you, and it's probably the earliest you've gotten out of bed recently, on a Saturday morning, at least, at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant a couple of weeks ago.
It wasn't the earliest, but it was early, and it was a great event. But you were there having breakfast, too.
Of course.
The Cedar Bucket, they've been great to us over the last couple of years doing a breakfast and allocating some of those dollars back to the United Way. Tonight, from 6 to 9 at Central Magnet School here in town, Rutherford County has a little event called Rutherford Has Talent. And if you've not been there and seen this event, it's absolutely, it's funny sometimes, and it's amazing what talent we do have in this community. And I think they've got about 17 or 18 acts tonight that'll be performing. Very inexpensive night out with the family, you know, on a cold, rainy night like this, you know, $5 to get in. They'll have some pizza and popcorn and soft drinks. Also, I think they've got a little auction they're going to do. They've got a special signed guitar by Keith Urban that'll be auctioned off tonight. But just a great event. And, you know, things like that. That puts the fun in fundraising, and I know that's somewhat of a cliche, but it really does. I mean, it's a way to give back to the community. It's a way, for people to get out and enjoy themselves. And really, we'll be there tonight and sharing the United Way mission, and for people to understand, you know, what you're doing, even though it is a fun event, is contributing back to the needs of the community.
Will you be showing your talents at all?
I showed you my talents at Cedar Bucket with the plate.
That's I understand.
My talent.
Any word on whether County Mayor Ernest Burgess will be taking the microphone to sing again? I know that that's been a big question.
I'm not sure. You know, I understand there are several secret performers that may show up tonight. Elvis may be in the building. That's just a rumor. I can't confirm that.
I knew he wasn't dead.
Yeah. I thought I saw him at Cedar Bucket the other morning.
You may have. You know, and not just pinpointing Ricky, because I know that there are others, but that just goes to show you that small businesses, small family-run businesses like what Ricky's doing there at Cedar Bucket Restaurant, and I know that there are others, but they can participate in the United Way fundraising efforts.
Yeah, and I think that's the neatest thing about United Way, and I've said this story many times. You know, I've been involved with United Way. I've been a donor to United Way over 30 years. I've been on a United Way board for 8 or 9 years, and then now a little over two years in a professional role with United Way. And I've always believed in the system. And if you think about it at the core, again, the system works because it doesn't take one person writing a big check. Now, anybody out there listening that writes those big checks, we thank you, and don't stop. But really, the value comes when we all do a little. You know, we did the research about 2 years ago when I first came over to the United Way that, you know, if every household in our communities of Rutherford and Cannon County represented a $50 donation, which is less than a dollar a week, not many of us can afford a dollar a week. But that representation by every household would be a $6 million campaign. You know, we're trying, the last 3 years we've been trying to raise $3 million. And that's, to me, it's at the heart of if all of us do just a little.
So that's 50 cents a week, and you'd be easily at your goal.
Absolutely.
We're talking to Brian Hercules and Dana Barrett. Why did you call her Barnett, by the way, a minute ago?
Just for fun.
Oh, okay. Well, us Barretts, we have to stick together.
That's right.
There aren't many Hercules's around here, but there are plenty of Barrett, so you better watch out. Joining us from the United Way of Rutherford in Cannon County, the goal right now, what is about $3 million?
$3 million.
And where are you in terms of collections?
As I left the office, I pulled up our system just to see exactly where we're at. We're at 31% of our goal, $942,000. But we also know that we have a lot of big campaigns that are out there running right now. The office, I told Dana, Dana actually has only been working with us now for 3 months. In fact, we just did her 90-day review, and she's still here. It's amazing. But
and she didn't walk out the front door either, right?
Yeah, that's right. It was a mutual agreement that she'd stay. But, you know, I told her, I said, you know, when she came on, we were really just kind of getting it into the campaign season. I said, you know, wait till about the end of October, 1st of November, and this place is going to be a madhouse. And literally, we are seeing, you know, probably 15, 16 envelopes a day come through the door at this point. You know, I jump in and help every once in a while, you know, if they'll let me. They like for me to stay away from that
stuff. I was going
to
say that, yeah.
But, you know, it's so encouraging when you see an envelope come in from one of our school systems. You know, I processed, and I don't think Smyrna High School is going to be mad at me for doing this, but you know, a school of teachers that are probably, I think the best I can remember, about 120 employees or something, you know, and they turned in an envelope that's over $10,000, you know, and we all know that teachers don't make enough money to start with, but they see the need every day. You know, many of these children that they're dealing with in an educational system and in an educational forum every day, they see the needs. They see some of these children that are hungry in our community, some of these children that need clothes in our community, or see some of these children that are dealing with, you know, the stress of their parents losing their jobs or domestic violence or all those kind of things. And it's, you know, it always impresses me that they step up to the plate and you know, they find a way to make it happen and give back to this community.
You know, the schools, the school system and the kids that are inside are a real big slice of Rutherford County community. And if you get to know the parents, and these teachers work hand in hand with parents and try to do the best they can with that. Every classroom, there is some need, something that is going on with those families, and a United Way partner agency is there to help.
You know, 93,500 people last year in our community used a United Way service in one way or another. That's one in three. You know, there's three of us in the room right now. One of us used a United Way service or an immediate family member. That's what the statistics tell us.
Dana, does that, since you're kind of new into this, it brings an interesting perspective from your standpoint, from where you sit. Do you find this fulfilling, what you're able to do and what the United Way is doing here in Rutherford and Cannon counties?
Oh, absolutely. And then it opens up your eyes to, there's just so much need out there. And it just breaks my heart to think that if we don't meet the community goal of 3 million, then there'll be agencies that will have to say, we cannot fund or we cannot give you what you have requested, which means that people in the community are not going to get what they need or the help that they need, if it's through the Red Cross or if it's Live Hospice or if it's the Salvation Army or if it's the domestic violence or child advocacy, you know, the prevention. So, yes, it's a fulfilling job, and I'm honored to be able to work with the United Way and work for the United Way.
No wonder she's passed that 90-day test. See, there you go.
I think she's after my job.
Well, okay, let's just move on here, I guess. Rutherford's Got Talent tonight. Any other things that that are coming up that we need to put on our calendar that you can think of? I know that a lot of this stuff is on the website, isn't it?
Yes, you can go to our website, and we've got a community calendar. It's got all the different events that are out there. I'm kind of at a blank right now thinking of any other events. I've been processing envelopes and trying to remember where we're at. So, but, you know, one thing, if we got just a minute, I wanted to share a couple other things. You know, one of the things to me that really helps register our success and what we're doing in the community and how the community is stepping up. But, you know, a couple of things this year, Molly Corporation, which has been one of the local businesses that have been down a little bit, and now they're coming back and they're adding some folks and stuff. First time in about 4 or 5 years, they ran a campaign and did over $30,000.
Wow.
Had 17 different events. These folks had a ball with their campaign. Their employees really got behind it, had a great time. I was out there about 3 weeks ago at 2:30 in the morning for a little thank you celebration and cookout with the plant manager with the third shift folks, and they were already designing their T-shirt for next year. I mean, they're excited about moving forward and giving back to the community. Yates Services, you saw yesterday in the newspaper, and I'm sure on WGNS, you know, talked about the jobs fair out at Embassy Suites,
right.
And you know, they're looking to hire 1,500. They've already increased over last year about 1,200 employees, and they're going to continue to add another 1,500 by March. Their campaign is up over $200,000 this year. I mean,
that's exciting.
It's just, to me, that tells me that the community is understanding what the value of United Way is in our community and the value of the 46 partner agencies and initiatives. And folks, you know, are understanding there are people in need out there, and they're stepping up and doing the right things and helping out. And I just want to say how much I appreciate and how it energizes the staff and the board, you know, to continue to push and do more and more, because we do feel that, you know, reception from the community to make this thing work for everybody.
You know, I've heard from some people, you know, times have been tough, it's hard to come by, but that's exactly when United Way services are needed most, isn't it?
It is. It's amazing. You know, the scale tips opposite of what you would think, but
yeah,
when times are tough, the need grows faster. You know, and that's when we have to really kind of look inside ourselves and look in the mirror and figure out, you know, what can I do more to help out? You know, what, you know, because we are blessed. You know, we do have a job. We do, you know, and let me tell you something. We've got a staff of 9 people at your United Way, and I'm very proud of this. They raised over $8,000 this year just within the ranks of United Way giving back. So, you know, it's about all of us.
Sure. If you want to find out a lot more about what's going on with United Way, uwrutherford.org. Dana, you got something else over there?
I do. I'm over here raising my hand, raise the roof. You asked about opportunities to volunteer. We're looking for people to, you need to contact Greenhouse Ministry for the Vita sites if they want to be a part of that, doing the income taxes and doing the returns. And then also what we've done is we've partnered with Hands on Nashville. And so if you want to volunteer in Rutherford County, you can go to our website and go click on the surrounding areas, and then it'll walk you right through opportunities to volunteer.
Now, what is a VITA site?
I'll let Brian answer that.
That is a program designed to help some low-income families and different needs with income tax. If you make below 50, or if you make $50,000 or below with 4 people in your family, you're actually eligible for an earned income tax credit. This was put in place a couple of years ago by the government. What we're doing is we're partnering with Greenhouse Ministries, Your United Way, and the IRS to provide free tax service. So you can come in and make an appointment through Greenhouse Ministries. We're going to have volunteers and trained volunteers, not just somebody walking in off the street. We've got training coming up next month. And we are going to have people prepared to do those tax returns at no charge. And we're also working to make sure that everyone understands how the earned income tax credit works. And, you know, right now we're projected to do 1,100 to 1,200 tax returns. And that could mean as much as $18 to $20 million back into our community. And these will be done at no charge.
That's great stuff. Now,
yeah,
if someone who wants to volunteer, do they just need to call, Dana, the United Way office? Or
you can call the United Way office, or you can call Greenhouse Ministries, or you can go online, and we've got a place online on our website to sign up to be a VITA volunteer. To be a volunteer, you will have to go through the training. Like I said, we've got 2 nights of training that's 3 hours each. I don't have the exact dates, but those are out there also. But, yeah, absolutely. And, Dana, thanks for bringing that up. That's real important to us this year.
Great. UWRutherford.org. You can find out about some of the upcoming events and also get more information on the VITA sites. Brian Hercules, Dana Barrett, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
And thank WGNS for all you guys do to help promote what we do in the community.
Glad to do it. We appreciate all the hard work with all the volunteers, all the campaigns that are going on. We'll keep you updated here on the radio and on our website, WGNSradio.com, as well. That's it for the show today. Stay tuned. All Sports Talk is coming up in just a few moments.
Is your energy bill creeping up on you? Cold weather giving you a scare? Now's the time to get your heating and air system up to par for winter weather. Perhaps you need a new system. You can get a York heating and cooling system installed in your home for as little as $99 per month and no money down. You'll be able to save that and possibly more on your energy bill. Call Precision Air at 896-2785. That's 896-2785. Or visit precisionairtn.com.
The savings are big at Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna. Here's Jenny Williams.
Turn your Christmas to-do list into a to-done list. Get pre-lit garland or wreaths for $19.99, a 4-foot pre-lit tree for $29.99, plus LED mini, icicle, and heavy-duty light sets starting at $5.99. Command adhesive hooks are 2 packs for $5, and get a 6-foot fiberglass ladder for $34.99 after rebate.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware for.